There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy.
These are the seven deadly sins. Now you're dead inside, and the next in line's your next of kin. Until you're dead within, the temptation's deceitful. These people committing sins, more victims of the evil. We're scripted to be equal, but man had some other plans. Man had a plan to expand all these fucking rats. Bloodsuckers run their trap, hungry for some lust and cash. Better watch your back, dog sucker punch and run and dash. It's time we understand we're sinners bound to go to hell. Not about to go and dwell, no, I gotta hold it well. My life's like show and tell, cause secrets are my enemy. My pen and me, your friends, you see, I'm immune to all this jealousy. I see through all the petty pleas, you're two-faced and offended me. I've now come to a new place where I'm meant to be accepted. See, I'm rested in serenity, your envy, greed depend on me. The end of me will set me free, and now you're who I'll never be. These are the deadly sins.
We're held out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2016 episode. Sean Hammer, and I guess... the intro music was a little bit different today, and if you didn't guess it, we are going to talk about the seven deadly sins. Now, in Malifaux, these are known as the Crossroads Seven. Now, I saw these guys when I was looking over the Black Friday order form, and I was just like, wait, was it? No, it was Gen Con, and they sold out pretty quick, and I couldn't get them and everything, so I was just like, oh, damn. And the next thing you know, they had them up for sale later. Then I got them on eBay. This company's doing some Malifaux stuff. I picked up the box set for $42 with shipping. Wasn't too bad, and I'm not disappointed at all. Now, before I go into each of the sins and everything, the reason why I got, for one, I have an addiction, and I have to buy everything Malifaux and keep on painting. I don't know if I talked about it last episode. I did get my Gremlins painted, my Ophelia, or the Ken crew, Mod Tucket, and also the Brewmaster crew. Got them all painted. So that's pretty cool. And unfortunately, through this, I found a deal on the Ulix crew, and I wanted to buy pigs, and I have Gracie, and she overperformed and really impressed me for a model. So, yeah, I got Gremlin Fever. We'll talk about that coming up. There might be one big, long Gremlin podcast. I'm not sure. But I like to buy things. Anyway, I'm looking through, and I find that, well, the Seven Sins, the Crossroads Sevens, they're all mercenaries, so basically everyone can take them. There's one for each faction. There's Neverborn, Outcast, Ten Thunders, Arcanist, Resurrectionist, Gremlins, and Guild. I don't care give a rat's ass about that, but it does make for a little bit cool utility to upgrade your crew and everything. But, you know, you could, like, if you're playing Guild and you want to Guild one, you could buy a box or buy them independently on eBay if you like. But one thing that's most important about all these guys and girls is, for me, I like my Jackdaw crew. And each and every single one of these guys is tormented. So I get a lot more utility because I play Jackdaw and they all have tormented. So it gives me a lot to play with. And they're pretty cool. I mean, I'm not sure about the Gluttony figure. I did paint him. He was the first one I painted. He will work good with certain builds, especially with Jackdaw and the Crooked Men. We'll get to all that in a bit. But we're going to have to start with Wrath. It's important we start with Wrath. He's an Everyborn model because he's a henchman. I mean, he can be a mercenary for another crew. You can run him as a henchman. You know, he can run in an Everyborn crew. But most importantly, you have to play him to allow you to play all seven, all of the other six members of the Crossroads Seven. So, he's got the lead singer ability, which means that crews led by this model hire other Crossroads 7 abilities, regardless of their faction. This model may be the crew leader in 50 Soulstone Plus games, regardless of the declared faction. So, as long as the crew contains at least 7 Crossroads 7 models. And that's pretty cool. So that's pretty cool. Now, one thing that's going to happen is you'll hear me, each one of these Crossroads 7s, band members, are pretty much going to have aura effects that are good for them, bad for you. So, let's start with his aura effect that he's got. And I heard a lot of people reading saying that it makes these areas toxic, but they could really screw you over in these areas. He's got Hellhound on my tail. This is an ability. Enemy models that end their activation with a 3-inch aura must discard a card or suffer 2 damage, unless they dealt damage to this model during activation. Damage which was prevented does not count. He doesn't have the greatest defense. He doesn't have heart or wound or anything like that. So, you gotta... Yeah, it's 50-50. He, of course, he can prevent it with soul stones. He does have a cash 5. He is terrifying 12 all. And he's got frenzy charge, which is pretty cool. This model gains a plus to attack flips any attack it generates due to its charge actions. So, basically he's got paired, but only when he charges. Now, there's not a lot to this guy. He's got one attack action, which is his Ethereal Claws. It's got a range of 2 with 2-4-5 damage. With a, with the ram, he gets a plus to the damage. And, with the mask, he gets life drain. After damaging, heal the model 1 damage. He's got 2 tactical actions, both are 0. He's got from a whisper to a scream, and to end the turn, this model heals 2 damage from the life drain trigger instead of 1. And he's got empty rage. This model may discard a card. If it does, to end of turn, all models with 3-inch aura, which suffer damage from melee attacks, actions suffer plus 1 damage. Does not limit him to his own actions. Now, which is horrible for this, all models. So, if you are being attacked, one of your other Crossroads 7 models that may be being close, and or him, there'll be benefit to plus 1 damage. So, it's a give and take. Hopefully, you're giving it more than you are taking it. Now, in the box set, he's got one upgrade. It's a 0 upgrade, so it's always worth it to take. This upgrade can only be attached if Wrath is the leader, and the crew contains at least 7 Crossroads 7 models. Okay. This upgrade does not count towards the maximum number of upgrades allowed to this model may be attacked, regardless of the declared faction. Now, that's twice it was said, declared faction. The Crossroads 7s, Wrath as leader, can declare whatever faction he wants his crew to be at the beginning of the game. So you can take all the good little generic upgrades for that faction. So you can really throw them off your opponent. You want to play your Crossroads 7s, you want to run them as Outcast, you can, pick the generic upgrades there. Same with the Razors and stuff like that. So he does. The crew has some versatility because they can pull from whatever faction with upgrades. You're not going to have a lot of points left over because in a 50 soul stone game, you're going to end up with 2 extra in whatever other cash you spend. But this here, it gives this model Swift. When this model activates, it generates 1 additional AP. That's pretty nice because you can attach this with Oathkeeper if you pick Outcast and get rid of it. Your model gains fast and you got Swift, and because they're 2 different actions, they do stack, so that's pretty nice. But it does give this model following a tactical action. It's 1 tactical action with a cast of 6, target number 12, range of 12. Push target friendly Crossroads 7 model up to 6 inches any direction. With mask, after succeeding, heal up to 2 damage on this model. So it gets you a little bit more resilience back into everything. Let's see. Yes, I mean, he's just pretty straightforward. I mean, there's not really much you have to worry about. He's a good beat stick model. Not the greatest I've ever seen, but not bad. For Master, he's subpar, but allows you a lot of fun to play with the rest of the band. So that's pretty cool. The model itself is pretty sweet. He's all screaming and stuff. He's got 3 spirits that are, like, hovering behind him, and you can go ahead and whatchamacallit, you paint the spirits up. It's not a bad model. So it's pretty cool. Pretty straightforward. Let's see, who will we go with next? Well, we would do Sloth last. Nope. We would do Gluttony last, because all the other Crossroads 7s have an aura that's at in the this after the enemy models, which is in their activation at the end. So they got a lot of things that happen like that. So let's go ahead and go with Pride next. Pride is the outcast. Outcast mercenary crosshair 7 member. And let's go ahead and get to this. Okay. He's got a pretty good walk and decent charge. 6 walk, 7 charge. He's got an okay set of standard attacks. I mean, they're not gonna make you go crazy or nothing. He does have a ranged attack, and he's got 1 tactical action. Now, he's got enemy models, his bad role model. Enemy models, which end their activation with 3-inch aura, must discard a card or suffer 2 damage if they cheated fate during the activation. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty good, you know. If they cheated, this one relies on them cheating fate, and most of the times they will. So, you probably don't want to take this guy in a Jackdaw crew with the Jackdaw totem, which says you can't cheat fate, because you want them to be able to do that. He's manipulative 12, so as long as this model hasn't activated, they gotta make a target number 12 willpower door, or the action immediately fails. He's got a defense trigger, it's not built in, it's a ram. It's got Wounded Eagle. After resolving, the attacker must discard a card or suffer 2 damage. So, it's pretty handy because Malifaux play with freaking cards in hand and be able to cheat and everything. It's pretty sweet. His attack actions are Condescending Flattery. It's a range, it's a cast action, range 1, 2-4 damage. And it's got a trigger with a crow. It's, hey, after damaging the target, it gains the slow condition. So, a lot of controlling stuff going on. He's got another action, The Song Is About You. It's a cast action with a range 8, target suffers 4 damage. This target may immediately discard any number of cards to reduce the damage by 2 for each card discarded. Now, this action can only be taken once per turn. You'll see that in a lot of other Crossroads 7 members. With a ram, it's got you don't need them after damaging, so if they, unfortunately, if they get rid of enough cards, and they don't take damage, this doesn't go off, but after damaging, the target gains the following condition to end of turn. You don't need them. This model suffers negative to defense duels Y within 3 inches of a friendly model. He's got a tactical action solo, which is casting a 6 with target number 14, and to end of turn, other models within 3-inch aura may not cheat fate unless they discard a card or suffer 2 damage first. So now, if they do want to suffer damage, I mean, if you activate before somebody else, you do that, and they really got to cheat, they either have to get rid of a card or take 2 damage, and therefore activates their bad rule model if they end their activation within 3 inches as well, which it'll take 2 suffer on 2 damage, or they have to discard another card. So, I mean, a lot of card. This crew is really going to make you go through the cards pretty decent. Let's see. Yep. So if you're around Pride, you're going to be discarding a lot of cards, as simple as that. I wish the auras were a little bit larger, but that would just be an asshole of me, so I pushed that, but oh well. Next we have Sloth, probably my least favorite looking model of the group. He's halfway in dead, he's got some spikes coming through, he's got the big old slash top hat, so he's just like, he's got a guitar or a bass that kind of reminds me of a pointed shovel. It could have went with the whole Deathlock thing, but I'm not sure how I feel about the top hat. As you can see, or hear, Sloth, that's going to be slow. He isn't really fast, he's got walk 5, charge 6, but he does get to where he needs to go. He's got Lazy Sunday for his ability. Enemy models which start their activation within 3 inches must discard a card or suffer 2 damage or gain a slow condition. So, I mean, if you make an aura, you make an area filled with your auras, you can really screw people up. He's got Heart of Wound 1, and he's got a defense with a crow. After this model fails, the attacker melee ends its activation. So it's just like, bam, you're done. Nice to meet you, Masaki or Lady J. He's done. He's got attack actions, which is Board of Death. It's a 2-2-3 damage with a Tome Trigger, Nap Time. After damaging, the target gains the following conditions at the end of its next activation. Board. This model suffers -2 walk and -2 charge. He's got another attack action, which is Lullaby. Range 8, resists willpower, casting a 6. Target gains the paralyzed condition. The target may choose to suffer 2 damage to gain the slow condition instead. This action may be taken once per turn. And with a crow for the triggered sleepwalking, after succeeding, push the model, push the target up to 3 inches in any direction. So you can push him to other auras of the Crossroads 7, so it's pretty good. Remember if, let's see, he's got tactical action resting in the blues. It's 0 action, target another friendly model within 6 inches. It may gain slow condition. If it gains slow condition, it heals 3. It's kind of a shitty healing spell, but healing's healing if you need to do it. Now next up we got Big Guy of the Box. He's pretty cool looking. He's on a 4-legged boat organ gun, and this will be Envy. He's Arcanist, Crossroads 7s. He doesn't have, so to speak, the aura effects that the other ones do, but he's pretty cool. He's got himself a bowler hat and a big old bushy mustache, so he's going to be pretty cool. Let's see. He's got a walk of 5, charge of 7. Not the greatest wounds for 8 soul stones. Oh, I'll get to that later. He's height 2, manipulative 12, armor 1, and he's got ability, if I can't have it. When targeting an enemy model, which is when 3 inches of one or more scheme markers with a shooting attack, the model gains a plus tome to its shooting. Now, this guy's big old mechanized thing has 2 Gatling guns, so he's going to want to shoot, but he does have a melee attack, which is Stomp. Target suffers 2-3-4 damage, and with a mask, they gain Trample. After damaging, take this action again. This action may not declare triggers. So, here we go with the shooting. This is basically the best, not the best, but the what you want to be doing with this guy, simple as this. And it's the most writing on a card, too. He's got mounting Gatling guns, shooting 5 defense, resist his defense, 12 range. Target suffers 2-5-6 damage, and this action's attack gains a plus flip. Now he's got a burst damage. None of these triggers are built in with these guys either. Burst damage with the tome, while dealing moderate or severe damage, the attack gains a plus to the damage. So if you are shooting at something within 3 inches of a scheme marker, yeah, you'll get that trigger. But with a mask, he's got Imagine If It Was Yours. After damaging, the target gains the following condition to end a turn. Obsessed. Friendly models which end their activation within 3 inches or of this model must discard a card or suffer 2 damage unless he took the focus action during the activation. So he doesn't have a built-in aura effect like the other Crossroads 7s, but he hands it out. Similar to that. He's got the Sinister Organ Music, which is his tactical action. Discard a card to make a friendly character move or friendly model within 6 inches. Take the focus action. And this could be himself, too. And this is add a little bit more reliability to his attacks, if you like. Let's see. This guy here probably, he likes to shoot, so you probably want to have a lot of, if you're taking what faction you declare, you want to take, upgrades that will increase the amount of actions he has, like Oathkeeper or Imbued Energies. So, pretty straightforward. Shoot somebody, give them give that person the the aura effect to work in your favor. Next, we have Lust. This is the one Manifold 7 member that really caught my eye because I thought of two things. I saw this model. She's got herself a fiddle or a violin, and she's playing it. She can remind me of either Emily Autumn, which plays violin, and she's a pretty good artist. I've had her play on the show a couple times. Well, not her, but play music for hers. And also Lindsay Sterling, which is a really good violinist. She does a lot of... She likes to rock and violinist. First time I saw her, on America's Got Talent. Now, like all the other Mallowfall 7 models, Lust likes to drain your enemy's resources. She is the 10 Thunders. So if I was buying these and I didn't have the Jackdaw crew, and I was relying on different crews I do own, she would have been my weakest link because I don't have a lot of 10 Thunders in my bag, I guess. I don't play them a lot. She's got her abilities is looking for her soul to steal. Yeah, she's playing a violin, so it's kind of like the Charlie Daniels song. Enemy models which enter activation with a 6-inch aura must discard a card or suffer 2 damage unless they took a walk action during their activation, which ended closer to this model than they started. So this is going to rely on you really paying attention where your opposing models, your opposing person you're playing, where the models end and start their turn. She does have a defense trigger with a tome. Your eyes betray you after resolving this model's controller and draw a card. Cards are key in this game. She's manipulative 12. I'm having a hard time with that word. Now, she's got a pretty decent attack. She's got Heartbreaker, which is a casting ability with a tome. She's going to need that tome. She doesn't have a tome. Well, it's built in, sorry. Never mind, casting 7. I'm dumb. Resistance defense. Target suffers 1, 2, 6 damage. The 6 is pretty rough. That's a casting attack, too, so if you're hitting things with E-throw and stuff like that, you really hand it out to them, and that's pretty good, too. She's got a built-in trigger, a Dreammaker. After damaging, look at the top 3 cards of the target's deck, discard 1 non-joker, and place the rest of them in any order. So you can... It's not your card manipulation, but you can manipulate your opponent's card deck. So that's pretty cool, too. So you're going to know what they're going to flip. You can set them up for failure. She got another attack action, which is now Kiss. Target enemy is placed into base contact with another enemy model within 8 inches in line of sight of it. The target and the model which is placed in the base contact must each pass a target 13 willpower duel or gain a slow condition. Now this is pretty nice because you can hand out slow, and if you do activate Sloth later, and he hands out slow, you can't give slow twice, so they have to take the paralyze. They can't get out of it. And this has a tome trigger. Love hurts. After succeeding, the target suffers 2 damage. The target. So because it's the target, it's gotta be, it's not both. And it's got proper positions for 0 attack action. Target model is pushed 4 inches towards another model in line of sight chosen by this model. With the tome, love hurts. After succeeding, target suffers 2 damage. So she's just kneeling your way, and hopefully you do a big old 6 damage attack, which is pretty cool. A lot of people won't expect every little fiddle player. And, that's pretty cool, you know. Not really resistant, she is. She's got a defense 6 with no, defense, bonuses or nothing, and her defense trigger she got is only getting you a card, so it's not stopping anything or nothing like that. Okay, next up we have Greed. This is going to be the guild. As you can it's pretty good. The guild being in charge of the Soul Stones and stuff in Malifaux, so it's a little greed. Let's see. She's got a pretty good walk of 6. 7 charge. She doesn't have any other particular movement abilities or tricks. Her auras take what is yours, enemy models which enter activation within 3-inch aura must discard a card or suffer 2 damage unless they use the soul stone during their activation. So pretty much outside of henchmen and masters, they're going to be, if you get them trapped in an aura, they're going to be suffering 2 damage. She's manipulative 12, and she got defense trigger is give it to me. After resolving, the attacker must discard a soul stone or suffer 2 damage. I mean, that's pretty handy. She's going to hand out 2 damage if she can't discard her soul stone. Now, my my thought was that if you can't use soul stones, you can't discard her soul stone. That is not true. So, if she does her defense trigger against anybody, if they discard a soul stone, they don't take the 2 damage. So it doesn't have to be just the master or henchman to benefit. So they can mitigate the damage no matter who they are. She got an attack action, a song to die for, which is 2-3-5 damage. It's pretty good. Better weak and moderate damage than Lust, but not as good as Severe, but oh well. She's got the Greed Spreads attack action. It's a casting 6, resist and willpower, range 8. Spell. Target suffers 4 damage. The target may immediately discard any number of soul stones to reduce the damage by 2 for each soul stone discarded. This action may be taken once per turn. So greed right here is going to make you spend your soul stones to hopefully you don't have them later. And maybe you trick some people into freaking out and discarding soul stones perhaps. This has a ram. Trigger after the purse. After killing the target, add 1 soul stone to the crew's pool. This crew's pool. Very, very hard to say if that's going to be the model that's killing stuff, but hey, it's got to be killed with the greed spreads, too. Let's see, she's got tactical action. Use it on yourself. Target a friendly model within 6. May discard her soul stones to heal 1-2-3 damage. So, a little bit more healing. It's a pricey soul stone, but it could be for any of your friendly models. Last up, we have Gluttony. Now, this guy here, he's on 40mm base. I forgot to tell you, Wrath was on 40, Envy was on a 50, and Gluttony's on a 40 as well. Now, this guy here, he's all about scheme marker denial and territory denial powers. Because of that, he's going to work well with the Crooked Men, who are about being next to their soul stones and dealing you, scheme markers, and dealing you with 7 damage when you're next to them. So, there you go. He does have his average walk and charge, 5 walk, 7 charge. Let's see, he's got close combat attack, none can be found, which is a short casting action with okay attack value and decent damage spread. Strong enough to do the job, basically. Let's see. His aura effect is come on in my kitchen. Enemy models which enter activation with 3-inch aura, which did not take in 1 interact action during the activation, must discard a card or suffer 2 damage. So, not a lot of things are going to be able to take an interact action. I mean, you go in, you got distract or something like that to be able to. He's got hard to wound 1. Oh, he's also the gremlin band member too, but he's not gremlin. He's a looks like a voodoo witch doctor. He's got a snake on him. Kind of happy with my paint job. He's got a defense trigger with a mask, hunger pains. After this model fails, the attacker must discard a ski marker, fell into it and within 6 inches of it or suffer 2 damage. So, I mean, if they don't have a friendly scheme marker and they're hitting you, taking 2 damage, makes you think, it'll put a little bit of thought into their attack if they want to press on the attack or whatever. Let's see. Come on, my kitchen, hunger pains. Let's see. None can be found. It was 1 attack action. The other one is a rhythm to those who hunger. It's casting a 6 with against willpower, range 6. Target enemy model gains the following condition to start of the model's next activation, or until the model leaves play. Mad with hunger. whenever a scheme marker is placed within 6 inches of the line of sight of this model, this will be your enemy model that is put on, push this model into base contact with the marker, then discard it, and this model suffers 2 damage. In this condition, after this model removes 2 markers this way. So, I mean, yeah, you know, you're trying to get some stuff done, or you're doing line in the sand, and you're on the center line and stuff like that, you can really make them go through and, you know, take out ski markers and take damage. I mean, it says whenever a ski marker is placed, so they could be close to 1, or you could be close. You know, you can work it out, so you can place a ski marker and stuff like that, or protect territory, whatever you want to do. It's got a mass trevor and trigger. Trevor, what the hell is that? After succeeding, place a ski marker into base contact with any enemy models within 6 inches in line of sight, other than the target. And she's got 1-0 tactical action feast. Discard all ski markers within 2 inches of target other friendly models. So, it's all about taking out the ski markers, making you take them out, take damage while you're doing it. It's pretty cool. This crew really relies on you being... I mean, if you can stack their abilities, you can really make somebody go through a hand and or soul stones if they damn well want, and ski markers. So it's pretty cool, and you can spend people like Wrath to go in there and smack them around and everything. I'm going to say it's a cute little unit. I like it. For some odd reason, I like the whole 7 Deadly Sins thing. It's not like... I don't, like, care for the... Like the movie 7 or something, which was a good movie. But the whole thing, I like the Horseman Apocalypse for some odd reason. I did a podcast with the writers. But these guys here, I just like the whole 7 Deadly Sins manifested into Malifaux. As well as I like the... I picked up the Sins... The 7 Sins in HeroClix as well, too. For some odd reason, I just gotta have them. I don't know what it is. Perhaps I got a few in myself as well. I'm gonna cut this one short, just shy of half an hour. I hope you enjoyed it. I just want to share the new box I got in the mail, and I've already painted up almost 2 models already. So I'm hoping to have a game with them pretty soon. I don't know if it'll be this weekend because the local hobby store is having a pre-release Magic tournament, and that gets in the way of having any fun because he packs in so many people for Magic. Next up, I'll probably do some Gremlins, perhaps. Let's see. Yeah, probably some Gremlins. And I find myself more so a Malifaux podcast than anything lately. So, yeah, that's what it is. Maybe we'll get onto something else. Wanted to go over the Dark Angels, but not much changed in the book, the Dark Angel books outside of the formation, so total waste of money with the Games Workshop books buying the new codex. They could have just been a supplement if you had the old one. I figure it's a way to gouge people on more money because they screwed up fantasy and they're losing money. So, let's see. Oh, I got the alternate McMorrin model in the mail. So that's pretty cool. Pretty soon I'm going to put together my Guild McMorrin crew, which is going to include the ones from the starter set, the orderlies, Dr. Grimwell and Heartsbane. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I'll go over that when I do a McMorning. I have to do a Guild McMorning, my thoughts, and a Bezer McMorning. And get some games in with them and stuff like that, but most likely you'll hear some Gremlins next. I hope you enjoyed. Sorry it's so short, but is what it is. Until next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing.
Get her on the button, but forever we'll be free. She sailed away up on her egg, the moon is full, and so are we. 7 drunken pirates wear the 7 deadly sins. Yeah! Sonny gives a boy and several died and left the summer reeling. Johnny Storm is standing on left by secure sailing. What became of rebels who sent for you and me? They're up and with their demons in the search for liberty. I'll suffer as you suffer all can swim up on the desert. Avarice has ravaged all this boy of good intention. Can you help but duck me for pride old Johnny Swell? But none's unforgiven in the four corners of hell. So sail away on a ball and chain, keep us from the roar and waste. Get her on the bite but forever we'll be free. Sail away up on a ring, the moon is falling, so are we. 7 drunken pirates with a 7 deadly sins. when a crypt of bear would slander. Idiots, they gave advice, the slot that gave no answer. Anger kills a human soul with bitter tales of lust. They grab those dogs, keep chewing on the legs they never trust. Oh, sail away on a ball and chain, keep from the road and waste. Get on the void above, the river will be free. Sail away on Puerto Rican, build a storm and so away. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. We're seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah!
Deadly sense.